Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. Today, we're diving into something super relevant, building healthy relationships with technology. I mean, let's face it, our lives are practically intertwined with these devices, right? We wake up checking them, scroll through them all day, and even fall asleep with them nearby. But what if there was a way to use tech without letting it control us? To actually make our digital world work for us, instead of the other way around? That's what we're exploring today, how to be intentional about our technology usage and cultivate a more balanced, fulfilling relationship with it. Because let's be real, constantly checking notifications, doom scrolling through social media, or getting lost in endless online rabbit holes can seriously impact our well-being. We can end up feeling overwhelmed, anxious, and disconnected from the real world around us. Ever felt like your phone is more interesting than your actual dinner conversation? Or spent hours scrolling when you could have been doing something truly enriching? You know that feeling, right? It happens to the best of us. So how do we break free from this tech-induced cycle and build a healthy relationship with it? Here are five key takeaways that can make all the difference. First, mindful usage is key. Think about your phone like your favorite pair of shoes. You wouldn't wear them 24/7, would you? Same goes for your phone. Set aside specific times to check emails and social media, and stick to those boundaries as much as possible. When you're not actively using it for something important, put that phone down. Go for a walk, chat with a friend, or simply enjoy the silence. Second, be intentional about what you consume. Think of your digital feed like your diet. Would you fill your plate with only junk food? Probably not. Choose content that inspires, informs, and uplifts you. Follow accounts that align with your values and interests, and follow those that drain your energy or leave you feeling negative. Remember, you're in control of what you let into your mind. Third, take regular digital detox breaks. This is like hitting the reset button on your brain. Choose a day or even just a few hours each week to disconnect completely from technology. Use this time to reconnect with nature, spend quality time with loved ones, or simply relax and recharge. You'll be amazed at how much more present and focused you feel after taking a break from the digital world. Fourth, cultivate offline activities. Remember those hobbies you used to love? The ones that involve zero screen time. Dust them off. Painting, reading, playing music, gardening, whatever sparks your joy, make it a priority. Investing in activities outside of the digital realm can bring immense satisfaction and enrich your life in ways technology simply can't. And finally, be kind to yourself. Remember, technology is a tool, not a master. It's okay to have moments where you slip up or feel overwhelmed. The key is to be aware of your usage patterns, make conscious choices about how you use technology, and keep striving for balance. It's a journey, not a destination. Speaking of journeys, let me share a real-life example. Last week, I was at a family gathering, and I noticed myself constantly reaching for my phone even though there were people around me wanting to chat. It felt like an automatic reflex, you know. But then I caught myself mid-reach, took a deep breath, and put the phone away. I started actively listening to the conversations, asking questions, and really engaging with my family. Guess what? It was incredible. The conversations were so much richer, more meaningful, and I felt genuinely connected to everyone present. That's the power of mindful technology usage. So remember, you don't have to be a tech-weary hermit to cultivate a healthy relationship with your devices. It's all about being intentional, making conscious choices, and prioritizing your well-being. Embrace the balance, my friends, and remember that true connection lies in the real world, not just on a screen. Ready to take action? Start by setting aside 30 minutes each day for a complete digital detox. You can use that time to do something you enjoy, read a book, go for a walk, or simply sit in silence and reflect. And don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media. Let's create a community of mindful tech users together. Until next time, keep it stoic, keep it real, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.